If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month, with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this podcast. It's a brand new thing we're doing called The Bridge. We've been thinking about doing this for a long time. I have my first guest here, David Pattinson, founder of Name and Shame. Him and I have been running this platform for the last 4 years now, and we've been seeing how the industry's been progressing, seeing where we can come in and really help to make a difference. And so, you know, that's really what's led us to create this, see what we can do to create a platform, to create a standard set for the industry that we love so deeply. We've been a part of for 6+ years now. We've been good friends for the last 5-6 years. We've been through a lot together. So I just felt that this was the right person to have on as my first guest. And with that introduction, I just want to ask you, David, what in the heck made you start Name and Shame?
Well, first of all, morning, Alex, and any listeners we'll have. I guess I'll dive right into it. You know, I was about a year and a few months into yachting when I started Name and Shame. I mean, first, let me say, I've had plenty of times where I haven't been the best crew member, and there have even been bridges I've burned in the past. But despite that, the reason I built Name and Shame was I've spent the big majority of my career in temp positions and freelance positions, which has allowed me to see boats of so many different sizes and how the crew work. Right off the bat, I saw during COVID how many crew were getting fired without notice, their pay being withheld, and no one truly there to help them, you know? So that rubbed me the wrong way. And then when I started to look a little deeper, you see, you know, the sexual harassment in the industry, the sexual assault in the industry, the unfair imbalance of power in the industry, and how so many people go through things and that there's no one there to assist them in, you know, trying to find a viable path forward in those instances. So slightly out of the want to help others and also out of a little bit of anger, I started Name and Shame because there was no other social media platform that was available for crew to, you know, express issues with boats, issues with management companies, issues with other crew. I wanted to allow the industry a place to come forward and, you know, fight back. So yeah. I started Name and Shame. I truly never believed that we would have more than a couple hundred members on the page. And right around the time where we got 1,000 members was when I realized I was going to be way in over my head. And that's when I gave you, Randall, and Rich a call. And that is the great team that has been behind me this entire time, trying to help me run a page to change the face of yachting for the better.
Yeah. And do you want to go a little bit more in depth? Because I know we've been in this together for a long time now, but there was definitely a lot of resistance in the beginning from crew, from captains, management companies, telling us how awful this was as an idea, especially with like the Doc Walk article that was written about us a couple of years ago. But then it just kind of proved the concept of how necessary a platform like this is in the industry due to the fact we started growing 10,000 plus 20,000, now at over 40,000 members.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was a lot of pushback at the start. You know, it's how are we going to verify these stories? It's aren't we worried about the reputations of these vessels, these captains, these HODs, or even junior crew that are being put forward on this page? Hell, we even had a lot of, you know, threatened lawsuits. We were never sent any lawsuits, but a lot of people said that they would if we didn't take the post down. And the more that happened, the more I realized that, you know, the people are pushing back against the concept because there is such a problem in this industry. I mean, just recently, we all know of the incident that happened at Loon. And, you know, without a page like ours and without the desire for people to want to fight back, that captain would still be in his position today, still taking advantage of crew. And I'm not going to say we take the credit for that, because there was a great number of former crew that came forward to really fight that fight. But I will take some credit that, you know, we as a platform gave a voice that made people realize they have a voice in this industry. The biggest issue was, you know, you've got these captains, management companies, owners even, that they use their power and their status to get away with anything they want to get away with. And as soon as you speak back as a crew member, you're fired, your severance isn't granted anymore, you're left in a random country. I've had friends that haven't gotten their flights back that they're guaranteed through their contract. And yeah, I just continuously saw this inability to really fight for yourself. You know, we have some great services in the industry like Nautilus and PYC, but if you're not a member of them beforehand, they're not going to do anything for you. You know, a lot of people only find out about those services once they've been wronged. And unfortunately, you have to be a member before you're wronged. So the more pushback I receive from various people telling me that not only was I going to ruin my reputation in the industry, but I was going to destroy the reputations of a lot of people, the more pushback I got, the more I decided that, you know, this is something that's needed. I need a team to help me. And, you know, for as much pushback as we got at the beginning, there was tenfold the positive encouragement for what we were able to do for people, even in that first year. So, you know, here we are, almost 5 years later, and we're 40-something thousand members strong. We still get plenty of hate. And hey, I kind of understand it as well. You know, like I said before, I haven't always been the best crew member. You know, sometimes I've slacked and sometimes I've burnt bridges, but I still believe that we can give a voice to crew and let them know that there's someone here for you and that there is a way to fight back.
It's been pretty insane seeing this kind of just like grow so much over the last few years, and where we can really see ourselves in the position, because we just created it, give crew an open source platform for them to ask questions, post anonymously about all the situations you described before. But for me, it was never really a thing we took too seriously. Even when we got to like 20,000, 25,000 plus members, we were just looking at it like, wow, this is going really well. I mean, there's a lot of engagement, a lot of user growth, and a lot of people are using the platform. But now it's kind of taking a turn to really being a place for crew to go to when they have any sort of questions that they can't ask anywhere else. I mean, most of the questions nowadays are about like visa issues, financial issues, repatriations, what crew can do to better themselves, to get into these positions, or just learning about a vessel themselves. I mean, and then now we just kind of found ourselves with 30 plus thousand members, and we're like, oh, we should really do something with this platform. I mean, there's all these new emerging technologies. The industry is taking a turn for the better. And I mean, it's kind of coming up to a more modern way, because, you know, the industry is lagging behind when it comes to modern standards that you find in a whole lot of industries. You're just kind of left to your own. You see all these crew members that come in brand new to the industry, flew from South Africa, 18 years old, and they're being put into these positions that people abuse the power, and they're like, where do I go for assistance?
Yeah, there's no information, there's no resources. I mean, when I joined the industry, I was told about my SCCW, my ENG1, and that's it. I wasn't given any more advice. Obviously, yes, we can all go online and do research, but there was always, and always has been, kind of a lacking standard of just one place to go to get advice from as many experienced crews that can give you advice. You know, everyone has a different opinion and everyone has a different way they did things, but you don't really have access to that. And I mean, you know, people talk about crew housing, which is, I think, a fantastic concept, but you know, you find yourself in a crew house and people say that's where you will find a lot of information. You don't. You know, you end up in a crew house with a bunch of other people that are just starting out that know about as much as you do. And I think there's many crew out there that can say that for the first 1, 2, even 3 years of the industry, they just kind of fumbled around and, you know, piecemealed information together as they received it. And like you said, you know, name and shame, while the shame part still happens every now and then, it's given people a place of comfort to come and ask questions to help them better themselves, further themselves in the industry. And, you know, I think the anonymous feature is what has also allowed that. Because, yes, it causes some issues with the shame posts, and we try to verify, we do our best to verify all of those stories before we post them. But the anonymous feature allows people to come ask questions that some might say are stupid questions, but they get the answers they need without the fear of being judged or, yeah, judged for what they're asking and who they are. So it's been a really great experience to be able to give that network to over 40,000 members at this point. But like you said, you know, when we started getting into the 25, 30,000 mark, you kept telling me that we need to find a way to move forward and do even more. So I wanted to ask you how Name and Shame brought you to where we are today with Yacht Crew Center.
I mean, yeah, it's a long journey. It's been something that's been in the back of my mind, not really in the back of my mind, forefront of my mind for the last year. It's like, how can we better serve our community? Because I know you and I, we've been doing this for a while. We love everything about this. Well, not everything, but just the people you get to meet, the situations you get to get into, the fun you get to have going out with these new members and people you haven't seen for years because they've been across the world and they're just coming back. And I was thinking, it's like, how can we progress this as AI is coming into more use throughout the world? And it's like, where can we get it to where we can create a more efficient platform and something that people can go to and get access to anything they would need in one place? And so we came out with a website last year, launched in August, and then I was using that, looked at it, we were very proud of it. We were thinking, this is just kind of like the tip of the iceberg versus now with what we've created and now what we're going to be slowly launching out to you guys. That's why we're doing these podcasts and all the social media outreach as an open source platform that brings all of the different resources, which you whatever you need, service providers, help in your career, help while also managing your vessels. Bring it all into one place because it's completely doable now. We've just seen all of these different companies around the industry promising you the world and then just meeting you halfway. I think with what we've done with Name and Shame is instead of trying to sell you a pretty picture, we've given you a place you can go to where you really feel safe in your darkest moments, where you can, there's been numerous times, I'm sure David's been contacted, I've been contacted with situations on board that are just really horrific. Even a lot of the worst case scenarios, we don't post on the page. We deal with them privately for respect of the privacy of the person involved, but just because we want to be there for these people that we care so deeply about. And so being able to create a platform that leverages AI technology and the ability to get access to information immediately instead of waiting for us to approve a post and for you to get traction on the post and people to answer the questions on the post, you can just go to one space and say, I need help in this situation, and it pulls up exactly the information that you need. And I believe this can really help our industry get set to a standard where people feel safe sending their children, coming all the way from wherever they are, and feeling that they can actually become successful in this. Because you see all the stories, and I hear from new crew as well, they're terrified. They come here and they're having panic attacks. You can't find information, or someone's trying to sell them a course. They buy a car, they spend 1,000 euros on it, and it just kind of gives you the exact same stuff you can find on Google. Whereas we just want to give it to you in a free open source platform you can go to, ask your question, and get the immediate resources you need.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a fantastic idea. You had me right from the start when you brought it up. I know when we first started discussing it, it was just going to be an open source crew resource page where you can find mental health help, financial advisors, career track assistance, all things you can already find online now, but all compacted into one place, partnered with us to provide the crew with what they truly need, right? But it's grown since that first picture, right? So that, like, that's what I wanted to ask you next. You know, not only are we here to help crew in their career hunts and their daily life off the vessel, but now we've thought of ways to help them on the vessel as well. You mentioned it for a second there earlier, and I wanted to ask you, you know, like, the big thing we're focusing on too is this vendor and supplier management. And I'd like to hear a little bit more about how we're going to make crew life easier on board as well as off the boat.
Yeah, I can definitely dive into that more deeply as we're finishing this development phase that we've been working on for this entire year now. And we're slowly, like I said, approaching to our entire community. But I just feel that all of this starts at the very top. It starts with the captains, the head of departments that are spending all of these time organizing, looking for vendors, looking for service providers to meet the needs that they need to meet on a daily level on these vessels. I mean, you just see the time spent by head of departments, captains, all this administrative work that takes up a ton of time that could be spent on more effective leadership, more effective training, and more effective upkeep of the vessels. And I believe if we can solve these issues, start leveraging AI technologies to where you can find whatever you need wherever you are, through an LLM, place orders, book services, it can help you improve the way you run your vessels and help you improve your life in the long run. And then just help improve the overall mental space for our industry. And I was thinking, that's why it's, when we started that page, it was very basic. And now I was thinking, hey, how can we really effectively help crew members? And that's what we've been doing. And it's also a way to get people to look at smaller businesses. And so you see all these yacht crew members that are looking to get out of the industry. They've done their time. They want to settle down, have a life, and not move around too much, which is perfectly feasible. You want to have a family, you want to have kids. I'm not saying you can't do that in the industry, but it's definitely tough. Versus now we've created
a platform for them. They want to settle down, right?
Like, all of us want to settle down. I mean, at some point, you can't do this for the entirety of your life. You do it till you retire. It's a great way to make a lot of money and invest if you do it properly. But I mean, at the end of the day, this is an industry you get in to set yourself up to get out. And there's so many businesses and so many suppliers and people coming out with new technology that just don't have access to a wide range network or a wide range community that we've found ourselves to be in possession of. And so I want to help support the people that are in entrepreneurship, want to get into the coaching side, want to get into mental health, want to help serve crew. I wanted to create a platform for all of them to join so they can get direct access to everybody. And so whenever anybody needs, say, we have a friend that does mental health courses and mental health support, she can get direct access to our community and get direct access to the people that need her the most. And I was like, we can do this. And that's what we've been doing. And that's what we're I'm very excited to start showing you guys as these next couple of weeks are going. We're going to start slowly unveiling what we've been working on this entire year. And it's extremely exciting. And it's going to help you guys tremendously. So instead of working past five or thinking, oh, where are these insurance documents go? The surveyor is coming tomorrow. And I have no idea where all of this stuff is. You can have it in one central platform and ask our AI assistant what exactly you should be doing with this paperwork based off your maritime state, everything. It's just AI wrapped in the yachting industry. And I'm very proud to be at the forefront of that for this.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm proud to be a part of it. You know, I never intended to take name and shame any further than where it was. I thought we were helping people enough. But it's because you that made me realize that there was so much more we could do for this industry. And, you know, there's going to be some people out there that know me, that know you, that look at us and go, how can we help them when we haven't, you know, climb the ladder? How can we help them when we haven't had the positions they've had? But that at the end of the day, no one can deny that what we are doing here is using our resources to the best of our ability to help as many people in this industry as we can, both while they're on a vessel, when they're off a vessel, and when they finally decide to leave this industry. So I'm really excited for these next few months. I'm really excited to be at the boat show in September or October as well, to meet more crew and unveil this even further. So it's going to be exciting next few months, and it's great to see what we're going to be able to provide crew. Yeah. So I'm happy to be a part of this team, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm really excited too, man. It's been a heck of a journey bringing us to this point. A lot of obstacles, a lot of sleepless nights, you know, just a lot of grinding. But, you know, at the end of the day, it kind of seems more of a purpose of what we're supposed to be doing with the access that we have. It's more of just a creative output, something that's been in my mind, something we've been discussing for a long time, something you've been supporting me in the darkest moments, because we've been really good friends for the entirety of this career. We both knew that we weren't going to do this long term. We just love the idea of traveling, working on these boats, meeting these people, but we both knew this wasn't going to be us long term. But we found a way to help
support. Well, we met the people that... Yeah, exactly. You know, we met the people we want to support. You know, like, we, even though we don't want to continue long term in this industry, or at least working on boats, we want to move forward by helping crew as much as we can for as long as we can.
Yeah, and plus it's fun.
And I think you're the one who truly found the way we can do this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so fun though. It's like just coming back from you coming from Massachusetts, me coming from North Carolina, us working our jobs and getting our foot in the door before COVID was a thing, before Below Deck had really shot off and hundreds of thousands of people decided, hey, yachting seems fun. I'm going to come travel across the world, take all my savings and try this. It's just something that's kind of enriched both of our lives throughout these years. And we found a way to help support you guys, help support our friends and our basically our family that travels around the world working on these boats. The people that have supported us, our community, our close friends, are so super excited for this, and we're excited to unveil it to you. And plus, I mean, the technology behind it is just extremely cool. I mean, I know that's not super professional, but we're on a podcast and we're talking to our friends. We're talking to yacht crew members. We know what they're going to be doing. They're going to be scrubbing teak lift, listening to this. They're going to be scrubbing the toilet, listening to this. And knowing that us two, hopefully they're going to call us friends one day, but us two fools are sitting here thinking, hey, how can we help you out? So for your long-term goals, you can meet everything you need.
Yeah, it is truly exciting. So I know Alex won't plug to everyone, but if you have a startup business, if you're on one foot out the door of the industry, if you have something you want to talk to us about, find us on Facebook. Please feel free to reach out to us, comment on the podcast, and definitely come find us at the Fort Lauderdale Yacht Show at the end of October, because we're going to hopefully change you guys' lives for the better.
Yep. I plan on being in Cairns for the boat show. Also, you can find us at Yacht Crew Center, Instagram.com, Yacht Nerd, if you're any sort of business. I just heard of this new thing called Angel Wax. So this is an amazing new product for like a three-step boat wash that leaves no marks, also leaves a wax cover on your boat. It's incredible. Like, what our crew members and the people in this industry, how smart they are, how dedicated and entrepreneurial they are, is we can help showcase them to the world. So you can contact us as a Yacht Nerd if you want to be on the podcast. Contact us at Yacht Crew Center. Contact me personally, Alex Seegers, Instagram.com, or contact at Yacht Crew Center. We're just starting this now. I mean, this is really just the first step. And we're super excited to start this journey with everybody. Yeah. And we know it's going to be fantastic. And plus, we don't know where this is going to lead us, but it's going to lead us to some cool stuff, and we're ready for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, you know, any questions for either of us, we're all over social media. So come find us. We're always open to talk and learn new ways that we can help crew.
All right. I think this went really well. And so, yeah, I just want to say one last time, thank you, David. Thank you for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure. You're the best friend I have. And there's nobody more loyal than you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, man.
I have to say that. And let's get this baby started.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And to all the listeners, to any of the listeners, thank you for listening to us. And I really look forward to this next step in the journey.
All right, sweet. Yeah, final remarks. We care about you guys. We want to make sure all your dreams come true. When you dreamt of doing this, when you worked so hard to save up the money to buy these courses coming into here, just know you're not alone. Just know there's people that care about you. And there's people that want you to succeed. So if you have any questions, join our community group. Come on, Name and Shame. Message us directly. We're available for you guys 24/7. That's just how much we care about you. Bye now. I just want to say I bless you all. And have a good rest of your day wherever you are. Also, good luck in your seasons. Charter season is about to start in Alaska, North. The Med's kicking off. I'm here in Palma. And keep it steady. Keep it going. Get those charter tips. And don't spend them all in one place. Anything else, David?
Best advice. No, that's all I got, guys. Good luck with your charter seasons.
All right. Thank you, guys.